Whoa!
I like that new graphic.
Whoa.
What was that effect?
Was that a new effect? I don't.
Brian, did you do that?
Who did that?
I think Eric made that a long time ago, and I found it in our.
Well, don't use it then.
In our recordings. So
well, delete
that was cool.
It was cool. It was fantastic. It was the coolest thing we've ever used. But legally, we're not allowed to use it.
I think
this camera's looking like shit. Look at that. This is a great camera.
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
Who's sitting here? Who
fucking is this? I tried my fucking best. Kevin's not here.
No.
What the fuck?
No. Hold on.
It's dark as hell.
Sean,
is this the fucking star of the show?
This doesn't even involve you.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Kevin's not here tonight.
Yeah.
And there's a term they use when you go into training at Chili's called set him up for success.
Set your chili head up for success.
Right.
That's what you
and
say.
And what you do is like, oh, we're not going to be here tomorrow, or there's people coming in on a shift tomorrow. Well, the people the night before got to set the next people up for success.
Yeah.
Kevin did not set us up for success. Look how dark and fucking murky this
looks
angle
like
is.
Murk.
Like, what happened? Like, it's. It looks like someone
swamp.
Shoved this camera up their ass.
Dirty.
I'll fix it.
It's like a Red Dragon camera versus Game Boy camera.
It's like the movie Red Dragon. Francis. Yeah. Dollar Hyde is the killer.
Looks so. Make a match.
I know how to do it, but Sean took over. So now I hate. That looks good.
Go back.
It's so bright
looks,
now, though.
Well, now it's so. Well, I'd rather it be vivid.
No, I like that. Switch it back, Brian. Let's see how they match. Oh, that matches.
I like it. You know what? Fuck it. Keep it. Kevin could have set us up for success, and he didn't.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to
he
Disney.
He set us up for suck.
I want to, and I want to address another thing. I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Why?
I usually keep it to myself. I usually hide it, and I say that the fans are wrong.
Brave.
What? Okay.
Today, I'm going to say they're right.
Oh.
I fucking hate Derek. The last time I wasn't here.
Uh-oh.
He called me fucking Disney cucked. He said I was fucking at the fucking theme park.
Yeah, he did all those voices.
I said that. That wasn't Derek.
He did all those voices.
To be fair, that was Sean.
That was me.
I know who planted that seed. Okay. Sean doesn't do that on his own.
No, I'm not smart enough to do
Sean
that on
is
my
Mr.
own.
Positive, so I know someone,
I'm sorry, does your...
I know Worm Tongue who's whispering into the king's
does your,
ear.
Does your jacket have a D on it?
Yeah, for damn Daniel.
That's not what it stands for.
What are those?
That's not what it stands for.
I really...
What is the...
So, I'm just saying, don't fucking speak for me. If I'm not on the podcast, don't refer to me.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What's this?
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What is this tag here?
How much was it?
Disney Parks! How much was it?
How much was it?
Gentleman doesn't discuss prices.
Gentleman doesn't discuss prices.
$64.99. Oh, my God!
He popped his tag.
Oh, shit. Was that rude?
I was going to wear this for game days.
Not anymore.
Wow. I guess I wasn't.
You
oh my God! Sean!
No!
Hold on!
No!
Hold on! Get the fuck out of here!
Text Sean O'Hara!
Go to the white shot! Go to the white shot!
I haven't talked to him in so long. He's so
uncomfortable.
Fuck
the theme song.
This
no
is
theme
insane.
Song this week. We don't
this
have time.
Sean O'Hara, you fucking
it's
suck.
Ringing.
I'm losing my fucking mind.
Should I hang up?
Well,
he's going to call me back.
Fuck you, John
Put
O'Hara.
Put it on speaker. Sean's... Rocco,
sorry,
you...
I hung up. I hung up.
Star Little Hera.
I got to talk about this, and I don't want any fucking input.
Let's have an intervention right now. This has to happen.
Everyone at home, this is fucking serious. Sean got the new iPhone.
How dare you?
You know, and you know me.
But it works like the old iPhone.
You know I would be happy for someone getting the new iPhone 11. Wow, oh, cool, the latest iPhone, cool. Sean, his phone is the only one. Every 5 minutes that I am working with him, every 5 minutes it randomly goes off. Calling mom, calling John O'Hara. We are now mapping to McDonald's. Now in the middle of a conversation, it starts going, now mapping to Anaheim Convention Center.
It
what
does.
The fuck?
Every
and
day.
And we tell him every day. Me and Kevin have been on his ass.
Right.
Don't. Sean, do not even speak up.
Oh, you're in trouble,
We've been
mister.
Telling him every day, oh, my God, fix your phone. Turn off Hey Siri. Oh, Hey Siri's off. Then it's your case, like, pressing in or the button is messed up. And he goes, nah. And he doesn't do anything. And every 30 seconds... There is a call. Oh, now calling Target in El Cajon. It's like, what? Dude, fix your fucking phone.
Now,
and it did it on a live broadcast.
It did.
You.
I don't know why. I also don't know why it would call this person. My old roommate, haven't talked to him in probably 7 years. Why
it's the button.
Would it call him?
Your case is pushing the power button down.
But I took the... Now,
fix the phone or throw the case away. That's
you,
it.
You told me...
Take it out of the case.
I took it out of the case. And I looked and see what's the
problem
here.
Stopped happening.
And I cleaned around. Like maybe that's it. And now here we are. I don't know.
Hey, Sean, I'm gonna fix your problem, and I'm gonna make it so easy.
Okay.
Somebody out there send Sean a new cell phone case because he's not going
to
buy one for himself.
Oh, my God.
And this is the only way we could fix this problem.
Oh, my God.
It's an iPhone 11.
P.O. Box. I'm not begging. 792. What's our P.O. Box?
Mega 64 P.O. Box 713090 Santee, California 92072.
Please send Sean a cell phone case because he ain't going to take care of this problem. We can't get any work done.
No, you guys, it's fine.
It's an iPhone 11 Pro Max.
It's not fucking fine.
It's an OtterBox case, which is really good. I dropped this by accident from two stories and it landed on the cement, no problem.
Hey, well, there's
fine.
A problem.
Yeah, I think there's a problem.
Everything's fine.
Put Bill Belichick on there.
It was doing that before that. Okay. And I don't know.
Print something goofy and send it to Sean.
Don't do that.
I really did think
I don't need a case.
Was going to say send him a new phone.
I don't need a new phone. I don't need a new case.
Start with the case and if that doesn't work, send him a new phone.
Don't, no.
It's their money. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's up to them.
This
they
is might America. Like to
see. I'll buy you a fucking case.
It's an OtterBox. Those are real nice. I've been told by several salesmen who are trying to gouge me that they're really nice. Theme song. Can we do that now?
I said no theme.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be... Lonely horseman, 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 lonely horseman.
Okay, sorry about that. It's been a long week. We've had a lot of stuff in the works, very stressful.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes life comes at you fast, and I just had to get that out.
Yeah.
I apologize to everyone out there who had to see me in that.
I changed my Siri to have an Australian accent just to piss Rocco off a little more when it goes off.
What's wrong with Australians?
Nothing. I just know that changing it, putting that detail in it, like, he even went through, like, to change the fucking accent just to piss me off. Like, I know that you would know that was for you.
That messes your... like dictation up if you change to Australian, doesn't it? It has trouble like
Australian
knowing where you are.
No, it's all fine. It's been fine.
We're gonna go surfing Bondi.
When they give you directions, they add words that they wouldn't in English. It's weird.
Like what? Yeah.
Like instead of go straight, it goes go straight on.
Go straight on.
Like well, it's weird, right?
Does he say now when you go on foot? Does it go? You're gonna go on walkabout.
It said that.
It did.
She said that to me.
You're gonna go on walkabout.
Yeah.
What that?
Come on. Come on.
But
that was a finger slip. Yeah. That couldn't have been
that
real.
Could not have been real. I'd like to say that.
I just noticed something.
What
does the shirt under your jacket say?
What?
We were talking about it.
We were talking about the jacket.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking about the shirt. That's
my favorite streaming service.
Well, all the new Marvel
where's your
shows
Hulu
are coming.
Shirt?
No, it's in the mail. I have a MoviePass shirt. Well, that's not a streaming service.
Do they sell that at Disneyland?
Yeah. I had about 100 people text me pictures of this saying, and they all said the equivalent of, Rocco, this is the worst shirt I've ever seen, but it's like they made it for you.
I just can't imagine.
I was like, yes. I don't know who else would buy this stupid.
Who at Disneyland shirt? Has the balls to make that shirt? Like, this, our service is so good.
Oh, some creative genius, you know, just probably the lead art director over there. You know, probably got a couple of engineers on this, Imagineers.
Mm-hmm.
This just blows the mold apart.
Spare no expense.
They make a shirt for literally anything because there's basically a Star Wars store around there that is called Star Wars Launch Bay, and they have shirts that just say Star Wars Launch Bay. But it's like, but that's where you go to buy Star Wars stuff. Why would you have a shirt that celebrates
just
where
do
you
it all.
Buy? You know, so no one's thinking about it. So anyway, so this is my new favorite shirt.
And they're making money hand over fist.
This is my new favorite shirt. I actually don't know if anyone else bought it but me, believe it
or not.
No, it doesn't look like
I'm
it.
Sure they
Chewbacca
sold
Mom
out.
Got it.
So anyway.
Some people are diehard for Disneyland.
That's
and I'm
true.
Not even talking about Rocco. He's nothing.
That is, you know what?
Some people will literally buy anything Disney puts out.
Yeah.
They'll consume
right.
anything Disney makes, and they don't give a fuck if it's good or not.
I used to go on this site a long time ago when I was super into Disney as well, and it made me realize like they are so hardcore into that we look like
yeah.
well, especially now Rocco looks like an amateur. Yeah.
But that happens with anything. I remember going to Star Wars Celebration, the official Star Wars convention, when they did it in Anaheim a few years back. I went to that thinking like, hell yeah, that's gonna, like, I like, you know, it, to me, it's like, okay, they're going to have a bunch of booths with old Star Wars toys that people have brought and, like, you know, and then new movie stuff, because at the time, the new movies were just starting. Sure. And when I got there, it was like, oh, I don't know if I like Star Wars that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I went there excited, and it was to a level that I was like not, I was like, whoa, I don't know shit compared to anybody here.
Right.
Yeah, even when they gave me my press badge or whatever, it had like some bald villain dude on it. I was like, I don't know who that is. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't know Klebo?
Yeah, I'm not a big Klebo nut.
Klebo.
Someone in the chat had Klebo a point, rules. And I agree with them, that shirt looks like it was something that was given to you, like they're giving that for promotion. Like, right? Hey, take this.
Ironically,
like, the fact that you bought that is insane.
Ironically, I was given a free shirt at D23, and it like it was like Mandalorian and had like cool artwork on it.
Yeah,
that was the free shirt. This is the paid one.
That's the
So just throw that.
Are you excited for WandaVision coming to Disney Plus?
What is that?
WandaVision.
Wanda Sykes.
No, yeah. It's the new Marvel show.
They blind her and just see what happens.
Loki is coming, and it's all on the app.
Is anyone excited for that?
I have to say.
Is anyone here excited for that?
I'm not. No, I mean, I hear they're good, I'll watch them because they're on there.
It's interesting. They just put out a trailer for like their new run of like Marvel's next, like after Endgame, like the continuation of that Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And it's all like Disney Plus shows, it seems. The Loki show, Wanda and Vision, like comedy. Yeah. It looks weird, the stuff they're showing.
The Wanda Vision show is, what is her name? Scarlet Witch or whatever. Scarlet Witch and Vision? Is that
and Vision.
Name?
They're like a couple.
But they're two movies. Superheroes in Marvel Universe, but they're like living in different sitcom eras.
Yeah, it's like I Love Lucy style. And
no one knows why they're in those settings. Like they haven't.
That's the one I'm most interested in, I'd say.
That one actually looked like, okay, this looks actually bizarre. It wasn't just like this guy fighting this guy. It was like, oh, there's like a weird plot going on here. Where because it shows them in all these different time, and it looks like they're in Full House, and it looks like they're in like, not literally, but right, in those eras, you know. Like
The comic books have always done well with her storyline, I think. Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch, she's always had crazy mental stuff. There was like a whole House of M thing I really liked that they did back in the day with her. I'm excited for that one. But other than that, I don't know what most of those shows are going to be.
I do think they should have. I was surprised that they didn't have those Marvel shows ready sooner. Because like right out the gate, Disney Plus had Mandalorian. Okay, cool. It had a Star Wars show. Great.
Right.
But then it was like every Marvel show, it was like, when's that? 2021. Like, really? You couldn't have that sooner? But then this WandaVision show, they actually pushed up. Because I don't think it was supposed to be at least until the end of the year or early next year. And now it's like, oh never mind. It's going to be like, I don't remember when. It's like summer this year. But they actually moved it up. And I bet it was in response to that. Like, you know, everyone's kind of going like, where's the next
There's
show?
No slowing down with the MCU.
That just surprised me, as big as that is, that they wouldn't have had one Something of those ready. Shows ready.
Yeah, I mean, we've complained it's like enough with the superhero shit, but I'm sure audiences were still like hungry.
I'm just saying from a business
After Endgame, Disney Plus came out a couple months later, it would have been perfect to have something on the lineup. I mean, it's not like they didn't need to hedge their bet. It's doing just fine. Look, you got a shirt.
Yeah, I mean.
That means you know it's good.
They're clothing me. You know?
Do we all have Disney Plus as much as we... Would regret.
I have it.
Brian doesn't. I have it.
I don't. I'm supposed to get a free year with my Verizon subscription.
That's what I have. I didn't pay for it. I have Verizon.
Sure.
So
I have Verizon. I qualify for it, but for whatever reason, it doesn't work on the website, so I have to call Verizon customer service.
Yeah. I already know how that's going to go.
I think I'd rather eat a gun than do that.
Yeah. Calling any customer service number is the bane of my existence, and I've put it off and lost money for years.
I had to call Verizon because we were traveling all over the country, the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Japan, New Zealand, and I was calling like, I don't want to get international fees, and they threw me through this whole, like it was this woman who was like, all right, here's what you're going to do. Go to the app store, download the Verizon app. And I was like, already don't want to do this.
I'm out.
Like, and she was so pushy about it. She was like, nope, you're doing it. It's easy. Go there right now. Let me know when you've downloaded it. Okay, I've downloaded it. All right, now put it on your information in the sign-up thing. And then I stopped her and I was like, what am I doing this for? And she's like, just do it.
Oh
I was like, no. I just want to make sure that I don't get charged international when I go to these other countries. She's like, yeah, I know you could do that from the app. And I was like, can you do it from where you are? She's like, I could.
Oh.
And I was like, well, then I'm not going to use this app. And you could hear in her voice, like her bonus flying out the window. She's just like, the app's really easy. And you can do so much more from the app than just, it's really important. And I was like, I don't want any of that. So no. And then she wanted, you know, she started crying and
yeah.
I had to console her over the phone.
Sure, sure.
Call center life is hard.
With, apps. And as soon as it's like, you know, I go to 7-Eleven, they're like, you want to get a free Slurpee? Yeah, totally. Well, download the 7-Eleven app. Now, I'll charge me extra for the Slurpee so I don't have to have this conversation now, with you.
I do have the 7-Eleven reward app, and I use it every single day. Because you get a dollar cup of coffee any size, and it's worth it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Except what's that dollar coffee doing to your insides? You know, I pay extra for the quality. I go to gourmet coffee shops in San Diego. I like to go to
Dark Horse.
Bird Rock Coffee. I like to go
I've never
to,
even heard of that. That's how cool
that
is.
Like that sounds like Bird Rock Coffee sounds like an Elton John
I like
song.
We've never heard about it. Grinders Coffee.
Never heard
Nut
of that.
Grinders.
Because it's cool. It's cooler than us, Sean.
I like to go to Bean Queen is a good one.
What?
If you've never had Bean Queen Coffee...
I only know Dark Horse. Is that like normie bullshit now?
All right, here's 7-Eleven.
Okay, that's where I shop.
Go ahead. Okay.
Hold on, we'll start this over. Here's Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way down there is 7-Eleven. And then Bean Queen is off camera.
Oh, man.
13 feet up in the air.
Stratosphere.
I really like the 7-Eleven coffee.
That's the only place I buy coffee.
But you're a simp.
If I don't make it at home, I buy
I
it
there. That's not been coffee. Told that.
Yeah.
Let's go Fei-Fei.
$1, any size. And I go big. Because why not?
That's because you're a normie, and some of us aren't normies, and we drink gourmet coffee, and we enjoy it.
But you're... Wait, I thought that was... What tier was that? Oh, you're just recycling the cup.
Oh, this is Bean Queen coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing for Greta and doing environmentalism.
This is a TV show I'm working on. It's this is a joke cup.
Oh.
Cool.
It's called...
It's a prop cup.
Dumb Starbucks.
it's play on the. It's handicap Starbucks.
We have that.
So,
we have that here.
It's like a joke. You don't get it. All right. Clearly, nobody gets it. You'll have to see the video when it comes out.
You know what? I'm sorry, but not having a cameraman sucks. I'm just.
It really does
because
every time I'm talking, Rocco's on screen.
No. Well, that is part of the problem. No. Every angle has me in it. I've wanted to pick my fucking nose for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I can pick my nose.
Fuck this.
Sean, let's pick up. Oh, shit.
Brian, go to something so I can do this.
Just dig in there, dude.
Go.
Get in there.
Go. Brian, go. Brian. Okay.
Brian, come back, Brian.
Did you get it?
Get up in there. Get it.
Brian.
Here, I get.
Sorry. I don't. That was a skit, classic improv. You know, this is what we're about.
You know what you can do? I can teach you a cool trick. If you need to pick your nose, but you can't because you're on camera, snort as hard as you can and swallow them.
No, minor size of fucking fists. I can't do
pebbles
it.
In there, fruity pebbles.
Yeah,
you get those construction boogers.
So, I know you guys already talked about this. Last week, I wasn't here last week, but I did see the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I have opinions on this film.
And
I know you guys probably want to rehash your opinions from last week and contrast them against mine.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
I mean, I didn't think about it that hard, but...
No,
I did
my best to move on. But, yeah, what did you
what's your review?
I thought it was... really, really bad.
Okay. All right. What?
No, I actually... honest review. Coming close up on me. Thank you.
Oh, shit. That's as close as we get.
I didn't hate it. But I couldn't stay awake for all of it.
Ah.
And I don't even know... I don't even know how much of it I missed. I can't tell you how much I don't know what I missed. I fell asleep...
The less you see, the better. So that is a good review.
I fell asleep at some point where Sonic and the dude were hanging out in his living room or something. It felt really tedious after a while. I was like, are we ever going to get out of this stupid town? Like, move this movie along.
Did you see when the dude introduced Sonic to his girlfriend? That was so cool. I don't know. Such a cool scene when the girlfriend's like.
I don't know if I did see that. I think I slept through that part.
Okay. Fair
enough. It was like the one where they were hanging out in the dude's living room. It was very comparable.
Okay. At one point, I woke up.
Nice. Thank God.
And Jim Carrey was like dancing in a music video. I went back to sleep.
What a great thing out of context.
I went back to sleep, and the Gundam next time I woke up, they were like in San Francisco, and there were a bunch of like missiles pointed at all of them or something.
Oh my god!
I just
that's a pretty big gap.
I remember I was like trying to like wake up, and like I opened my eyes, and I think Jim Carrey was like in his trailer, like shaking his butt or something, and I was like,
yeah,
I'll have to come back later.
Best scene.
God, dude.
You pointed out something interesting, Derek.
Okay. Yeah, I actually have some thoughts, but what?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you elaborate on, you thought the movie, and I agree with you, is very anti-government.
Yeah, so to me, I was watching, all right, so here's the thing. It's a kids' movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad, but it's also not trying to not be bad. So, you know, if it's a movie made for adults and it's really bad, I'll judge it a little bit harder. But if it's clearly intended for children, I'll give it a pass because it's like, well, you know, they're dumbing this down for kids. So the whole opening thing with the owl and all that shit and the whole backstory with the rings and I'm being chased, it was kind of going through tropes of children's movies. But I feel like, okay, whatever. Like, you're kind of just conveying this to the kids. But after a while, I started having some like deep philosophical thoughts about this Sonic universe. And one of which you're bringing up is Robotnik really the villain in this movie?
He's just a hired gun.
Yeah, because he's working on behalf of the American government and has their full backing and he's fully sanctioned by the American government. And when they introduce Robotnik, they allude to all these shadow black ops that they've done. Like, did you ever hear about the coup in Afghanistan? Did you ever hear about this country? And no, I didn't. They're like, that's right, because we sent this guy in. So this guy is like their...
He's like Solid Snake.
This guy's like their closer. Like, this guy cleans up the messes. So Robotnik comes in there. When you watch the movie, he is reckless with his violence. He's shooting at people. Yeah. He's
destroying
blowing up cars. He's destroying cities. But he's working on behalf of the American government. This good guy, what was his name? Tom?
He's like a
cop. Is that
the
main character? Tom at one point is on the news being portrayed as a terrorist. So I was like, oh, Robotnik has the assets of the American government to manipulate
the media.
News media to sell their propaganda narrative of their deep state. This guy's a fucking terrorist. We know he's actually the hero. Who's really the villain in this movie?
Wow.
They fucking throw the American government under the bus in this movie. This is a fucking anti-government film.
It's a fucking anti-viewer film.
I love all. I did love the miserable scenes, like in the war room with all the like pasty white old generals.
Yeah, you know what? There like, was. Yeah. Wasn't there one? I've stated on the record, I didn't think one joke was funny in this movie, but I feel like I laughed at one thing in the government room.
I giggled at stuff.
There was one thing that made me giggle.
I would not go that far, but there was one thing in the government room that made me laugh, and now I can't remember what it was.
Hey, when Sonic was running around with the turtle, I laughed.
Yeah, that part. Hey, you know what?
What the fuck just happened?
He doesn't want to admit.
I don't know what happened.
Did I cast the spell on you?
I have a lot to say about it that I won't. But I like that because
lay it on me, bro.
No, that part was good because that felt like there was a glimmer there of, oh, he's a friend to animals.
Yeah.
This is Sonic. Like, there was a glimmer there. I had a moment of like, this is going to be.
Okay.
Oh, this is
going to
be.
But also, he
Sonic
goes fast and turtles go slow. So it's like two worlds collide.
There you go.
No,
but
comedy
but no,
there.
I was good with that. I was good. I was
okay,
good
so there were two parts you liked.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Is there more to say about the movie?
Yeah. The other philosophical thought, and this is gonna spark debate on the internet. They're going to be talking about this for years to come.
Get the comment section ready.
No, this isn't negative. This really is a thinker.
Where's
Neil deGrasse Tyson when you need him? Chime in on this, Neil.
Yeah.
How do I phrase this? Does Sonic the Hedgehog perceive time differently than we do? And they kind of go into that in the movie. So at one point, he's like, I don't know where San Francisco is. And Tom just goes, it's that way. And Sonic comes back in the blink of an eye. but then describes all these experiences he had. He's like, well, I got down to the ocean. As I'm going into the water, I was thinking this, blah, 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 blah. He had all these experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that made me think like, well, you were just gone for like half a second. So did you perceive all those experiences in like super speed?
Yeah.
Are you cognitively on another wavelength than humans are? And they kind of go into that in the movie because they do the bullet time thing. Like he's in the bar and you can see everything's slow and he's fucking with all of it. But then Robotnik is able to enter that weird space-time as well. I was really hung up on like, how does Sonic the Hedgehog perceive reality? You know, it was fucking like science. That was the most intriguing part of the movie for me. I was like, okay, so what's going on mentally when Sonic goes into hyperspeed? You know, but I mean, clearly nobody else here gave a shit.
I was too busy.
Or I thought that hard about it.
I was concerned with my own mental space more than Sonic's.
We need Chris Chan to call
in. You didn't
in.
Give it a chance is what it sounds like. You went in there.
I gave it a fucking chance.
You went in there wanting to hate it and you did.
No.
I went in there open-minded.
I wanted to be proud of everyone I knew involved in that film and I couldn't even face them. But I said on the last podcast, I'm like, I think everyone was surprised it wasn't as miserable as they thought they'd be, so they're whatever. But I said, I think the tide's gonna like turn though after the first 48 hours. And I have to say, wrong. This whole week, I've had people telling me, well, it was actually a lot of fun. Wow, I can't believe what a great time that movie was. And I'm like, am I fucking nuts? Did I fucking lose my marbles? Like, I hadn't cringed that hard since Honest to Blog in Juno.
Whoa.
You know what?
Right?
All right.
Whoa.
So I was so fucking like...
I want to give you a roundabout story, so bear with me. You're going to be like, what does this have to do with Sonic? I'll try to make it fast. I have a friend. She is in her 30s, and she was hanging out with her mom, and she was like, Mom, check this out. I think you might really like this album I've been listening to. And she put on a Taylor Swift album.
Okay.
To show it to her mom, and her mom listened to it, and she went, honey... Aren't you a little old to be listening to Taylor Swift?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
interesting.
Like, aren't you a little bit too mature to be like enjoying this teeny pop music? That's how I feel about the Sonic movie. It's a kid's movie. I mean, you could dissect it and get critical about it, but it's like a children's movie. So all these people who were like, I've seen people applauding this movie as the greatest video game movie ever made, the greatest... movie of the year so far. Like, I've seen a lot of praise for it.
No, me too.
And I just feel like
I'm fucking lost.
I'm not here to say this movie is garbage, but if you're older than 10 years old, aren't you?
To what level? Not to say you can't enjoy. Not to say you can't enjoy it, but to what level is the?
Aren't you a little old to be saying this is like the greatest movie of the year?
Yeah,
so far?
I'm lost on that. Like, but again. There are movies made for all ages that can speak to people of any age. This movie, is one that kind of talks down to children. Like, I don't think this movie gives kids enough credit, and I think they deserve better.
I'm not going into that, but clearly this movie was made for children.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Clearly this is a children's movie.
It has to have
a base
level.
Is anybody out there like want to make the debate that it's not a children's movie?
Yeah.
I don't want to have that debate.
Huge Sonic fans. Yeah. Furries.
I do want to say something really funny though. I do want to say something funny. Every time we do a video.
I'm getting ready.
I want to say something really funny though.
Okay.
No, something funny that happened over this last week. You wouldn't believe this was what the Joker was for you.
I don't wish that on anybody. I don't know what you got.
There's this totally insane thing going on in the world right now where the movies you like dictate your like political or religious affiliation.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah,
I didn't like the Sonic movie. To whom it may concern, Rocco, I believe that you have wreaked havoc for the last time on the, you know, like people will like when we said we didn't care for Joker, we got like insane threatening emails. That was a lot of
fun. You get categorized?
It's like, what happened where every movie is this? Oh, I didn't like Captain Marvel. What the fuck did you say?
Oh, you fucking Republican.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. And we need to fucking break out of this. But anyway. With the Sonic movie, I got a little bit of that, not maybe to Joker level, but I got
messages?
So many just messages on various platforms that were like, well, let me back up. The messages I got when we all talked about Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
I feel like we all had a lot of criticisms. I had a lot of criticisms, but I kind of said, yeah, but this is kind of where I put this trilogy, and I was able to enjoy it. And I got so many emails back then that were like, no, that's not, you should analyze the Star Wars movies. You should be, you know, expecting more from them. Fuck that. And then this movie I dogged on, and you wouldn't believe how many fucking messages I got that were like, Rocco, not every movie has to be Shakespeare. You know, some movies can just be fun.
Damned if you do, you're damned.
And it was like, really? Like, what are you supposed to do? Anyway, that was it was the total polar opposite thing.
At one of our live shows during the Q&A, someone said to me, shame on you for liking the new Star Wars. It's like, shame on me.
Yeah.
Shame on me?
It's just become this, what did like, I do? Affiliation
I went
thing.
To a movie and I enjoyed it. And she was just messing with me. But still, it's like, but that is real. People will say that. And it's like, why? I just wanted to go see something. And I don't know. I don't know. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
People love to get mad about everything. That's okay.
Hell yeah.
Whatever.
Let's get mad. What do you want to get mad about?
Well, I want to be happy.
Well, I was saying...
Oh, shit. Well, anger is an energy, so...
We took our anger... Utilize it. And we channeled it, and we made Sonic Rules.
A third...
We made a video about it.
You have a trilogy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not too many video series that get there.
Maybe the movie wasn't good, but we got a trilogy ender for us out of it. So
and like
good.
All sequels,
I love
our,
that video.
Our video retreads the same ideas of the first two.
But you get to see the tree grow in the progression.
Did you guys, metaphorically and literally.
Yeah. Mm. Did you realize you parked in... Did you do that on purpose?
Nope.
You parked in the same parking spot?
I didn't know that until I got home, or until the video came out.
I just assumed that was intentional.
Yeah, I knew that.
I just drove the car to the last parking spot.
Funny. Okay, but real talk, the only time we go to Sonic is to film these fucking videos, and you always go to the same spot.
Yeah. I never realized it, and then we put the video out, and someone was like, look at the videos each time the tree outside the car is bigger. I was like, I didn't know.
It's like whoa, I didn't see that. Is that true?
Yeah. It's like a sapling.
Over
like
a decade,
a young
tree.
A tree
became a sapling became a tree.
An acorn became a mighty oak.
That's awesome. Fucking cool.
But yeah, we talked about... Derek saw the movie. He was the last of us to see it. And we were like... Yeah, it just came up like, we could do another one of those. And it was like, yeah... And then we kind of slept on it. Like we were leaving here, and it was like, yeah, let's have one where someone is like telling us how much we call it Sonic Rules, and one of us is gushing so much about how this movie is the best thing to ever happen to Sonic, and the rest of us are confused.
Yeah.
And then we met up the next day, and Derek came in. And he was like, I just watched the other two Sonic videos. The last one was just like that.
We did that, yeah.
So it was like, so then what's the angle that makes this one different? And it's, no, we all can't stop gushing about the Sonic movie.
Yeah, because to me, I think the biggest thing is just the overwhelming positivity for this movie. And I thought that would be funny because people complained about Sonic. I mean, even when the trailer came out and it looked all freaky, people were like throwing Sonic under the bus.
Yeah.
But now they loved it unanimously. Yeah. So kind of taking that and taking it to the burger chain.
Yeah. And I think that ended up, I think that was the right way to go because, well, it was funny, but also I think unabashed endless positivity over the Sonic movie.
Yeah.
It works both ways. It's kind of a fuck you, but it's also like, it did make us feel good. You know what I mean? It's this is shitty junk food. Yeah. How do you feel? I feel great. You know, it's like, it plays that. I think it did a good job.
Us saying it's perfect and have a clip of a gross fucking hamburger. It's clear what we're doing.
But and then again, it's the defense that I brought up before where, I expected it to give me food poisoning and it didn't. It gets a point for that. That's, you could look at that as a joke, but you could also look at it as, sure. You know, like, I think going that route leveled the playing field a little bit.
I think the
and it wasn't all overly negative, I guess.
It's corny to explain your jokes, but I'm going to explain one of my jokes in the video because I feel like it was my most subtle burn of the Sonic community in the video was when I comment, I've had nothing but a diet of McDonald's and Taco Bell for the last 20 years. But this is the greatest meal I've ever had. Because we're equating movies to fast food. And that was my little jab of I like a lot of shitty films, and I like this one too. And this was the best one.
And
all.
This is the best one.
After last time I had Sonic was the last video, so it's been a while.
Yeesh.
Oh yeah. So let's talk about the food.
How do you feel after that? I ordered a thing called tachos.
Tachos.
Because
tater tot nachos for those.
Tater nachos.
For those who want to catch up.
Sean wanted to see a tater.
I basically was like, I'm going to try to find the grossest looking food and talk about how good it was and looks and all that stuff. So I did that, and I ate so much. I ate the whole thing of the tachos. I ate all of the tachos.
It's hard to fucking
pay. Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got the food. We sat down. We haven't even started filming yet, and Sean's like, oh. And I'm like,
yeah, Sean,
yo, save that food for the video. Slow your roll.
My logic was I started mashing it up with my fork to make it look worse. And then taking bites to make it look like it was eaten so I can show it. It's like, oh, this is, you know, that was my thought.
But you slammed it so fast.
I did.
But Sean was doing that, and Derek's going, but we want to see all the tachos. You're eating them. No, but I think it should be that I'm eating them. Right, but you've eaten half of them.
I didn't eat half of them.
And we want to see.
I had bites.
When that shot ended, they were, like, fucking gone.
Well, we have doing takes.
You liked it?
And no. We saw him for 1 second, and then the rest of the video, Sean looks like green.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean is like, fucking throw up. I don't know what's going on.
I think you came home and just shat. Didn't you?
No, I
thought. You disappeared.
I laid down in my office. I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh. You really got sick? Oh.
Yeah. I felt terrible.
Okay. Shitting would have been a treat for you.
This is what I was telling them. I was telling them this. I eat gross food. Like, I do. Like, I'm not a very picky eater. I'll eat anything.
Yeah, he'll eat anything.
I eat fucking Taco Bell.
Are you unhealthy eater?
Yeah. I eat, like, McDonald's, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
And he likes Star Wars. Makes perfect sense.
And, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm a fucking idiot. No, but for some reason, when I eat Sonic, I feel like I'm going to fucking die. Like, it is by far
that's
the
how I
worst.
Feel when I have McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, and I will not eat
really?
Anymore. Yeah.
I think cramping. If I eat a lot of that, it would.
Dude, if I have one, like, my day is ruined.
Dude,
yeah,
the chicken
McGriddle. Yeah, you know, they do make you feel bad.
Have you had one of those? Because, God damn, it was, like, real good.
Any of that
chicken
shit.
McGriddle?
Yeah, I took a bite. I didn't know what that even was. Mm. It's a chicken and waffles in a sandwich. Took one bite, and I thought, like Artie said, this is going to be a problem.
It sounded good. Mine was dry as fuck.
Ooh.
It was not good.
It was, anyways.
It's just a gamble.
Wait, real quick. I don't usually do this, but somebody in the chat said, I would face fuck a McGriddle right now.
Mm-hmm.
A McGriddle doesn't have a face.
Yeah.
You do.
A McGriddle face fucks you.
Yeah. What does that statement mean? Oh, this McGriddle.
it's the opposite.
I think he's saying put his dick through.
No, but that's not what he said. Because he could have said, I would put my dick in a McGriddle right now. Mm. I would face fuck a McGriddle.
Well, he could be quoting Buckwheat Groats. I got my dick up in a McRib.
Dude, easier to fuck a bagel sandwich than a McGriddle.
I agree.
I don't know
what that means.
Anyway.
Way easier.
No, doesn't matter.
Let's get back on track.
Listen, we were dogging on the Sonic movie earlier. We need to fully pivot to dogging on Sonic the Fast Food Chain.
Yes.
I felt like complete shit. I really didn't eat that much of that stuff. They had the Frito thing.
Yeah.
That's edible.
And you ate it.
And I had some of the chicken sandwich. Did I have anything else? I don't think I had any fries. It was fucking disgusting. Like, that place sucks my asshole.
I'm gonna kudos to me.
Drinks
I was
are good.
Smart.
The drinks are good.
I got a number one.
With a number
I got number
two.
One with onion rings. I didn't eat the onion rings. They were for show. I had the burger in the video. You saw I was flopping it around.
Sure.
So I took a couple bites. I was mostly flopping it. And then when it was done, I pulled the meat patty out, slammed it.
Ooh, how was the Angus?
It sucked. Oh. My drink was a water. Was so I walked away from that filming session feeling lean, mean, and clean.
I kept eating for the thing. And then there's at the end, like, hey, let's just get footage of you eating. So I start, I was eating the burger. Then I put the burger through the straw and was drinking the
that
drink
was
with the burger on top of it. Just, fucking gross shit.
We did, there's definitely some bonus footage we should release at some point of us just doing B-roll of us just fucking up the food. Sean literally stabbed a burger through his drink and was drinking it through the burger. It was pretty funny.
Hey, but to get... All right, that's enough about Sonic. It sucks. It all sucks. The movie sucks. The fast food thing sucks. The video games suck.
Anything
it sucks.
Sonic.
If you
Seattle
like Sonic,
Super
you
Sonics,
suck.
They suck.
If you dress in blue, you're dumb. Except for that shirt. That shirt's cool. Sonic sucks. It all sucks.
Yeah, this shirt's cool, but everything else blue sucks.
Except
Avatar!
Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I saw Birds of Prey... Did you guys, Gary, you
saw
it. Did you guys see it?
No.
No.
What do you think?
I loved Birds of Prey. And I don't want to dedicate the rest of this podcast to talking about another movie, but I went into that movie expecting it to be shitty. Honestly, I don't even know why I saw it.
I
heard like, oh, positive things about it. I like Batman, whatever. I got nothing else to do. Let's go to the movies. Saw Birds of Prey. I really fucking enjoyed it. And yeah, I was not expecting or had no desire to enjoy this movie, but it sucked me in. What is it? Apparently, I'm cucked for liking this movie.
Dude, no, it's fine.
They're going off what we said earlier. That's not real.
There's a scene that pays homage to like Terminator where Arnold goes into the police station.
I like that scene.
She storms it with a grenade launcher.
That scene was like a deal maker for me.
Dude, that was the best fight of the whole movie. It was choreographed well. The gun was fucking cool. All the effects were bitching.
I'll just say stuff that kind of sold me on this movie. I felt like this was a pretty good Batman movie that we haven't had one like this in a while, in my opinion.
Sure.
They're fighting in like dilapidated amusement parks. There's like they're in fun houses with spiral paintings. I was getting vibes of like the 60s Batman with like the set design and all that.
Sure.
They curse so much in this movie, saying motherfucker, fuck you, fuck this.
It's like the DC Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's like what Marvel or Fox did.
The movie was pretty violent. Like there
rated
was,
R, right?
There was, you know, the
Zazz
is in there, and they're doing some like pretty gory stuff in this movie.
I said that the relationship between the henchman Zazz and the villain, who is Ewan McGregor,
yeah.
those were my favorite characters in the movie. I like the villain.
I love the Zazz character design. I saw a lot of people online complaining about the character design. I really liked it. Like a Gucci serial killer was kind of fucking cool in my opinion.
With all his scars all over his face?
Yeah, it really reminded me of like a 90s action movie. Like the action movies I used to watch with my cousins where, you know, they're dropping the F-bomb. They're just stabbing people and shooting them. There was a lot of gunplay.
Yeah.
And it made me realize like, the Batman universe isn't like a superhero universe necessarily because there's not really superpowers in this movie. One character does, but...
Yeah, they save that. There's so many similarities to Deadpool in a weird way. They save one character gets superpowers and they use it at the end.
So surprisingly, I was surprised. I walked out of that movie and I kind of fucking loved it. And I wasn't expecting it to impress me as much as it was. And I saw it in a theater. It was me and three other people in the entire theater. It was dead.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't do
well. I mean,
this movie is tanking, and that's whatever. It's probably already
tanked. It's connected to super... I mean, there's been all this, like, discourse on, like, why are people going? I mean, is this a matter of sexism, or is this a whatever? It's connected to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's a direct sequel.
Like, a billion people ran out to Suicide Squad and were fucking burned by that shit film. So I don't... It doesn't surprise me, but everyone I trust has said it's great.
I didn't see Suicide Squad. I wasn't interested.
Yeah,
and
good.
Suicide Squad kind of ruined this. That's why I didn't want to see this movie to begin with. I'm not a part of that whole daddy's little monster bullshit.
Same here. Yeah.
Jared Leto Joker bullshit. Fuck off. And then the movie really impressed me. So, you know,
I'm going to check it out.
Take
now.
It for whatever you want. See it or don't see it.
Did you notice that they use Suicide Squad footage in Birds of Prey?
No, because I didn't see Suicide Squad.
Because they would, whenever there were Joker scenes, they would shoot around, like, and it would be like the back of his head or something like that.
Yeah.
There was a couple scenes.
Footage?
That was footage from Suicide Squad where they would just cut around putting Jared Leto in this movie.
It reminded me kind of Spider-Man Enter the Spider-Verse, where the opening animation kind of gets you up to speed.
Oh yeah.
And how they would like pause stuff and introduce characters like this is this character and this is their problem with me.
Yes.
The disjointed structure of the storytelling, I liked. It got to a point where I was like, here's a legitimate complaint. The movie got a little slow in the middle. I felt like there was one fight scene too many where I was like, now she's got to fight all these guys. Fuck, just get to the end of this movie. But for the most part, I really enjoyed it. That's all I wanted to say.
Sure. Yeah, surprising how that did not suck.
Very surprising.
I agree.
But... Surprising how it did not suck. That's my review of Birds of Prey.
That's a good...
My favorite part, not to bring it back to Sonic, but my favorite part of Garrett's review of Sonic last week, he said it and I didn't think about it. And over the course of the week, it got bigger in my brain.
Uh-oh.
That his review of Sonic, because he said it wasn't as bad as I said it was.
Okay.
And his reason for that was it was comprehensible.
It doesn't seem
like that crazy, but keep thinking about that.
Okay. I'll think about it.
As the week went on, I was just like, what a review. Comprehensible.
So, but like, okay, The Dragon Ball.
I got it. It was
the live action. Dude, the live action Dragon Ball movie yeah. had plot holes in it.
Hey, the live action Dragon Ball movie, I remember sitting in that theater, and for the first like 30 minutes,
yeah.
I remember thinking, this might work out. It wasn't accurate to the show,
sure.
but it was like, you know, the dude with his grandpa, and then he's about to go on this. I'm like, you know, this isn't really a good Dragon Ball movie, but this might work out. And I remember specifically, I think it was when they meet Yamcha.
Yes, exactly.
Then the movie stops making sense. It's like, wait, they're at a volcano. Why are they at a volcano? Wait, what is that? So I do know what you mean in that respect,
I was like, but
that movie was cracking me up.
Comprehensive.
Guys, there was one more thing I wanted to mention about Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Legitimately, my hands down favorite part of the movie. They fucking knocked it out of the park. The soundtrack to this movie.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Okay.
First of all, I loved the piano Green Hill Zone, sad remix, redo of the Sonic music from the game that they put in the movie. So when that happened, I was like, I was awake by that point, and I was like, this song slaps. I looked it up. The rap song at the end of the movie.
You like that?
I don't like that song. I fucking worship that song.
Wait, who is that?
I like that. Okay. I thought that song was good.
Is it a collective?
So that song is playing, and I'm walking out of the theater like, yeah, this song is goofy. Speed me up. And I went home, and I looked it up. It is like the biggest rappers right now. Like five of them. It's Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, I knew Wiz was in
there. Ty Dolla Sign. I think Lil Yachty and like another. They got these four. I'm just thinking like, I read the Gucci Mane book. I know the music industry, a lot of money changes hands to get these songs made. They probably dropped like $1 million on that rap song. Yeah. They got these like hardcore rappers to rap about Sonic the Hedgehog. And when you actually listen to the lyrics, because I don't know why All-Star got this whole Shrek meme thing and took off on the internet. I think this Sonic rap is going to be the new meme song. I think people are sleeping on this song. This shit is fucking gone.
Yeah, I didn't read the lyrics. Are the lyrics
the
best part?
The lyrics have so little to do with Sonic the Hedgehog. There's lyrics in there like, I got rings like LeBron. I got rings like 23. They're talking about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
His rings for winning the championship.
Yeah, there's like lyrics in there like, gotta go fast on my way to the bank. Like, you're running fast to deposit. The song is all about like making money.
Hell
and
yeah.
It's the typical fucking rap song.
Sonic loves.
I won't waste your time by reading the lyrics live on this podcast, but read the lyrics. Look up the lyrics to this song. It's the shittiest rap song vaguely about Sonic.
Speed me up, baby.
Best friend named Tails. That's like the biggest connecting thread to the Sonic universe they have. Sorry, the song's very great. Loose. The soundtrack was great. Okay, Sean, thoughts?
Sean!
I didn't see Sonic or Birds of Prey. I have nothing to contribute this whole podcast. It's been an hour. I have nothing to say.
You're
I'm
not
sorry.
Taking the kids?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
We are going to talk about, we need to talk about the video we did with Platinum.
Yes.
And that'll be your chance to speak because you got a kind of a free trip to
I got
Japan.
Guys, I got a fucking free trip.
Right? That's kind of neat for you. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Fucking vacation for me.
Well,
we should
explain that
in
a moment.
Yeah, do we have sponsors?
We need a sponsor.
Yeah.
We need a sponsor. Oh my God, guys, we need
Please
a sponsor.
Please sponsor us.
No, Do you want to do this or do you want to cut into it?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Check it out. This week's sponsor is Ting Mobile Cell Phone Service. Check out mega64.ting.com and see what Ting is all about. Ting offers an alternative cell phone service. It's so you don't have to have all these complicated contracts. You only pay for the service you use, and it's entirely based on Wi-Fi. So everywhere you go, if you're at work, you're at home, you've probably got a Wi-Fi connection. Just get your cell phone service through that. Ting is on the big networks like T-Mobile and Sprint, so you're going to have great coverage everywhere you go. And if you go to mega64.ting.com, you'll get $25 credit for your first month of Ting service. The average Ting bill is $23, so you'll actually be making money on the deal. And good news, coming soon, Ting is going to add the Verizon network to its family of networks. So if you had problems getting coverage in the past, stay tuned. Check out mega64.ting.com.
And I want to give a shout out to the hottest store on the net. That's right. Yeah, sorry, Bezos. Yeah, we got it. Shop.mega64.com. We've got the best apparel, the best media. You name it, we got it. In fact, this last Friday, we restocked a great item. One of my favorites, the Death is Certain shirt. That came back this last Friday. One of our biggest shirts that we released the last year. It's back in stock right now, but there's not a lot left. So get those. We also did a short sleeve version of the Cyber 64 shirt that we did last year. You know, the artwork that was on a long sleeve.
Yeah.
We put it on a short sleeve. Anyway, we did like one run of those. So those are up there. And I love that design too. Some of my favorite designs ever. But something that we always like to do every week on the podcast is the 64-hour special, which is a shirt that we put up and it's only available for 64 hours and then it's gone.
Forever.
This week... this year marks he's going nuts with the camera.
Garrett?
He just fucking ruined plug. Actually, can you zoom it in on us?
Well, I didn't know he was cutting
that. Zoom it in on me, just because I haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Back to Marco.
Guys, it's the 15th anniversary of our Paperboy video.
Happy anniversary.
Can you believe it's been 15 years since we did that?
No. It's a long time.
So... you know, I've been reposting the video and, you know, all that stuff. And in fact, I have something else to say about that in a second. But we did a Paperboy shirt back in the day, back, that never got reprinted. In the last decade, at least, this has not been reprinted. That is tonight's 64-hour special, is the Paperboy shirt.
Boom.
This is seriously the most old... old shirt design.
This is, the third shirt we ever released.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's from way back in the day. It's pixel art from, you know, 2006 or something like that.
Do you remember a story where one of us was wearing this in some store and the receptionist said, "Is that The Simpsons?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. A guy walked up to me wearing that shirt. He said, "Oh, are you a Simpsons fan?" And I was like, no, that's not The Simpsons.
It's green. Look at the shirt.
And then what did he say looking after that? Green. You remember?
No.
He went, "Oh, I just thought because of the colors." And he walked away. And it
I
was
don't
like,
have that memory.
That's
Simpsons.
Not the same. So I don't know it.
Dude, look at
famous
that.
Simpson color.
Yeah.
Green.
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 Game Boy green. But anyway, we've never printed that in the last decade. And fuck, we're never going to print that again. So 64-hour special. You have 64 hours. Go get it.
It's back.
Go check out patreon.com/mega64 because... there's always extra stuff going up on there. We did some great friend dimensions. We played Final Fantasy VIII on the last one.
Oh, yeah.
I showed these guys Final Fantasy VIII. Wait till you see what Sean thinks about that game.
He loved it.
Let me just say, this guy is a Final Fantasy fan. So check that out. But also, I released some from the Mega 64 Vault, some raw footage from when we filmed the Paperboy video.
Ooh.
I put that on there, and it's raw footage from one of the like three cameras running.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you watch the whole when the Paperboy shows up, the entire run of like what we did during that.
That's cool.
That's all up on the Patreon right now, and I think it's definitely worth
$1.
Yeah, worth $1 if it makes you laugh.
I think so.
But stuff like that, I want to definitely get more stuff from the vault on there. I love digging up old stuff like that, and so. I found that and put it on there, so thought you might enjoy it. Anyway, thank you guys very much. So let's talk about the video. Well, first of all, we had a lot of videos come out this week. We had the Sonic Sucks video or Sonic Rules,
it's okay.
Video. You did get a behind the scenes video for that,
very insightful.
And people, they wanted to get us a look into like how do we come up with something like that. What goes into such an elaborate video series over the past 10 years? So you got the behind the scenes video.
That video is a record for us. So we wrote it, filmed it, edited it, uploaded it with a span of like 4 hours. It was like
even 4 hours? I don't even know.
Let me say that video was out and I was still burping the fucking tachos. Okay. So that's how recent it was.
Ew. And I downloaded the Weezer song Beverly Hills to put for the ending. I just bought the MP3.
Yeah.
And as soon as I clicked it, it started blasting. And then I just turned the camera on because we were all singing it. And that was the behind the scenes video.
Yeah.
So we got two videos out within the span of like 3.5 hours.
Killed it.
Great. So we put those up in rapid succession. But what the plan was that we had the big video coming out on Friday.
That's right.
And it did come out. So we had multiple videos this last week. What came out Friday? Mega 64 was blocked by Hideki Kamiya.
Oh, fuck.
One of the best developers in the game, Hideki Kamiya. He works at Platinum. He's the big honcho at Platinum Games. And yeah, we were asked to do it. They basically reached out to us late last year, and it was like, hey, we're doing this thing for, we are going to bring back Wonderful 101. And we want to, kind of take matters into our own hands, put it on all these different systems, that's a game that I love. I enjoy it very much. Yeah. And so they were like, we really want you guys. It was like years ago we were going to do a video with Kamiya.
Yeah, sure.
And it didn't happen.
At E3, I thought, right?
Yeah, E3. And it kind of like didn't align and, whatever. It just didn't happen. And they were like, we want to finally make it happen. And we were like, what kind of video should we do? And they were like, look, just do a video that celebrates Platinum Games. And maybe it's about the games. Maybe it's about Kamiya blocking people. Maybe it's, but it doesn't, they just wanted to do something that kind of like, whatever. So our natural thought was, people get blocked by him all the time. Isn't it time someone fought back? Mm. And why don't we fly out to where he is and confront him about it? And that ended up being what happened. And that is why we were in Japan.
Last year. In October, we had a whole podcast about Japan. Yeah.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was, I mean,
I remember it was kind of like, holy shit, like, we're going to this con in New Zealand next week, but we have a chance, like, we might go to Japan.
Yeah,
like tomorrow,
and like
it was such a last minute trip.
You threw together the Wonder Red costume, and I threw together the Bayonetta costume,
and we had like we didn't even have
them try them on. You just flew.
We
out.
Had like five hours to make those costumes, and then we got in an airplane. It was fucking crazy.
It was insane because we had all those events coming up. This was in October. We had all those events coming up, but they also at the time believed that this campaign for Wonderful 101, they thought it was going to happen even sooner. They thought it might happen as early as November. So I think we need this video now. And it's like, well, we need to do this video now because later we're only going to get busier with all those events and game days and all that stuff. So it's like, if we're going to do, I told them, I was like, if we're going to fly out there, if we're going to do it at all, it has to be right now.
Right.
It was like, okay. Let's do it. It was like, okay. And suddenly I'm telling people, so I guess in a couple days I'm going to Osaka. I mean, everyone thought I was joking. And it's like, I think we're going.
We were at TwitchCon on stage with Jackbox Games, came back here, filmed a huge thing for version 4, and then got on an airplane and flew to Japan. It was crazy. So it was
and then we came back, didn't
film the second half of that thing for version 4.
Did we go right to New Zealand?
Yeah, like,
I go to Florida?
You went to Florida.
Yeah, I went straight from Japan to Florida, EXP. Then came back,
and then straight to New Zealand.
And then we went to New Zealand. What the fuck? That was a strange
You lived on an airplane
weeks.
That
Yeah,
month.
For a few weeks. I didn't know my fucking name. but in between all that, we were just, we had all this, whatever. Anyway, we were hoping to, we talked about this video, this Platinum video at, we thought we were going to be able to play it at Game Days.
Right.
And so that's why when we were at Game Days, it's like, oh, guys, we had a big video to show you. And
because it's been done forever.
Yeah. It was mostly done. Right. But since the campaign got moved to this year, I did kind of take some time to like make a couple parts better.
And sure.
Like, we could tweak that. It was kind of nice having the video mostly done and then you could watch it a month later and go, you know what I mean? Like normally we make something, we put it out and then that's it. But it was kind of cool having it be done and then like a month later going, you know what? That's not funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I can fix it. Ooh, no one's watched it. And that's exactly how I look when I edit it.
You should just be like George Lucas and go do that to old YouTube videos.
Okay.
I was incredibly nervous to film them in costumes in Osaka.
Well, now, why were you nervous? Because you got kind of a free vacation.
Dude, right? I was telling them, I never read comments. I don't. It's not good for me. Shit. I just don't read them.
Somebody left a comment?
Especially,
in your craw.
No offense to this community, because I do appreciate every person on it, but I never read the subreddit because I just get in my own head, and it's not good for me. So I learned, like, hey, but this is a huge video, and I'm really proud of it. It's like, let's see what the subreddit's saying. And the first thing I saw was, looks like Sean got a free vacation. No, free trip to Japan. It's like, free trip to Japan?
You did, though.
What the fuck? No, no. They made it seem like I didn't do any work in Japan. It's like, who do you think filmed the whole fucking video?
They thought he didn't do any work.
That's not what I read from that comment.
That's what I read, and I was like, what are you saying?
Chip grip.
Why would it say you got a free trip to Japan? Why was it just me?
Because we were on camera. They didn't see you.
They
saw us doing all the crazy, awkward shit, and they just thought, well, Sean didn't have to do that. He pretty much got a free trip. But the truth is, Sean was the... He had to wear all hats in terms of camera and audio and this and that and whatever. It was just the three of us that flew out. And so, Sean.
Did you ask? The person who made the comment is now apologizing. I'm not mad at you.
They're here. They're in the chat.
They're saying it was me. I'm not mad. I'm just saying I didn't. This is why I don't read comments. Because I get in my own head. So,
did you... ask in Japanese for permission to use the footage like you do here. You know, you film them and then you ask the people like, hey, we're doing a video.
Hey,
is it okay?
I did ask people. And I, like, we had
a lot of people. A lot of people
spoke English or we had a translator with us who could translate for me.
So that did
I was
down,
asking people and I, we filmed it all. I did not. We were in Osaka Castle and we're filming this one part and it's the same thing, them yelling and whatever. Mm. And then after they were done, the translator was like, this actually is a sacred area. And I said, your job to be here is tell us to not do it in sacred areas. We don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, there's a... It's not in the video, but one area we went, we were going crazy. Dude. And then, as soon as we cut, they were like, so that's a whole religious area. It's a sacred area. So, you never
want to... A couple of Logan
Pauls. It was a temple.
And, but we didn't know.
I mean, it just looked very... I've been playing Sekiro, so I was like, oh, that's where the warriors are. I didn't know it was a temple.
So the last thing... Because honestly, they're being annoying, but they're not being too crazy. I was not prepared... for Rocco to yell fuck so loud, and that scared me. He ran to me holding the camera and just yelled, where the fuck is he?
I yelled that so loud, and I could see Sean going, here's the thing. Anyone who heard it laughed.
And then
our translator was like, oh, yeah, that's like just like rude but funny.
Yeah, that's
like,
fine. Like, you can say that.
It isn't like America. Just, it's
but
fine.
But they kind of explained it like, there's no equivalent to fuck in Japanese. Like, if you're mad at somebody and you want to insult them, you'd be rude to them. So this whole concept of, like, you have one word that's insulting, it's really funny to them.
Oh, interesting.
That's why they have shirts that say, like, fuck shit, bitch. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, these are bad words.
But I was going to say, there were some people, I just noticed somebody doing it. There were a few comments that were, like, comparing it to, oh, these guys... the next Logan Paul. And it's funny they mentioned that because we beat you to the punch. We were making those comments when we were there.
That's
we
true.
Kept telling our... Because we had translators, again, come with us. And we kept trying to scare them going, we're about to do some Logan Paul shit. we're about... And I think you even tweeted that when you were there.
I tweeted something out like, I'm in Japan about to make... Logan Paul look like fucking Sesame Street.
And we kept doing that. But... At the end of the day, like, funny, but, like, at the end of the day, our video was just, who are these fucking weird idiots in costume looking for this guy? The worst case scenario is people are going, what the hell? What is
this? Well, it's the same as here.
Where Logan Paul is, like, talking down to people and setting, like, dead fish on their car and filming dead bodies!
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
That guy is a fucking plague on this earth. So we're not that. We're not. That's
might,
not who
might
we
be a little different.
I liked his sex video. It was awesome.
I don't know what that is, but
he's really taking that pipe.
You know what? It really does bother me though, because how many people have we watched growing up? Jackass, Tom Green. They go to Japan.
Yeah.
And they do a little thing, and they're same kind.
But it's like Mega 64 videos. It's like you guys out in public.
We just did
stuff
in Japan, but a lot of
there?
Comments saying that it's like. This motherfucker invaded our video.
He ruined it.
He did not invent going to Japan to film things. This fucking guy, dude.
He ruined it.
But I did have a great time filming. Once we got through Osaka Castle, I'm like, oh, this is fine. Like, no one cares. Everyone's so happy, and they fucking loved your costumes.
Yeah.
They were, like, down.
Yeah. Everyone would ask for pictures. And I was surprised nothing had leaked out ahead of time because... I took so many fucking photos with people.
Do they recognize the characters as
sometimes
Bayonetta?
Oh, yeah, I can't speak for you, but I think for me it was.
And it shows you the difference of culture because
we saw
it. Oh, I was gonna say it was like people of all ages.
Cool.
Like grandmas recognize Rocco.
Yeah,
like
old guys on the train were like,
was like, we were at a site and there was, it was really cute. It was like a class of school kids being led single file. And they walked past me and Rocco and they were like, blah, 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 blah. And the translator's like, they think you're Naruto. And I was like, fuck yeah.
That's
That's so funny. But yeah, it was fun. When I got into costume there, again, it was a whole like bodysuit. I did the Bayonetta video before, but it was just the premise of that video was just like me in my normal clothes, but then I tried to be Bayonetta.
Your hair is
It wasn't
demon.
The same thing. This one, I wanted to dress like Bayonetta. Yeah. It was a platinum tribute. And so I got up in the thing, got all zipped in, and we were talking. We had the conversation about like, we were going to drive to all these populated area is around Osaka, like, okay, we're gonna travel here and go on the train there, and I'm just thinking like, man, what a pain in the ass it's gonna be to like change out of the costume every time. So I after the Osaka thing, I was like, I'm comfortable in this, fuck it. And I just stayed in costume the rest of the day. We went shopping. We went all over Osaka. Like, I went shopping at like Mandarake, like buying figures, and I was like, you think this is okay? And our translator's like, hey, there's cosplayers here all the time. It's like, I'm a fucking cosplayer.
I have a photo of you. I just put it out, but I want to get permission first. But yeah, you're in that store, and you're in the costume, and you look so fucking happy.
Oh, really?
Like, it's like, this guy is like on cloud nine right now.
Yeah.
He's in this store in Osaka, dressed like Bayonetta, and he couldn't be happier right now.
I have a story.
I bet the clerk was happy to see you.
I got a story. In the video, you see us at this very famous location in Osaka. I believe it's pronounced Dotonbori Bridge.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's where all like the girls, we're on a bridge. They're screaming, we're running around. Yeah. There's restaurants. There's like a Starbucks there.
That was a happy scream for the record. They loved it.
We go there. It is a highly populated area. Yeah. And we're like, all right, we're going to film the video. Let's go down here to this populated area. Let's just go.
Yeah.
All right, action. Come here. Where the fuck is he? Where's Kamiya? I swear to God, I didn't know there were any homeless people in Japan. And out of nowhere, a clearly crazy homeless Japanese guy.
It's a real Mega 64
clothes,
video.
Fucking dirt and shit. We're on a bridge. This guy emerged from underneath.
He looked
the
like a villain in Perfect Blue.
He starts walking right at me and Rocco, and he starts doing dragon breath at us, just.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a demon.
It was fucking.
He was a yokai.
That was as soon as we turned the
And
thing
we're
on,
in
and
fucking
like
costumes, just like, that's your. Let's go, Rocco.
That's your gay whore pedophile bathhouse window washer.
Yeah. Of Japan.
Yeah. It's like, you guys will find the.
They find us.
Yeah.
I don't know if
there's footage of that or not.
I filmed him.
Oh, okay.
We can't release it, but I have it. I think
it's funny because I saw.
I will release it.
There's homeless people in San Diego, especially around here. I see homeless people a lot.
Sure.
Going to Osaka was very jarring because I'm so used to seeing homeless people on the street. There was no homeless people there. There was no like trash. There was no graffiti. It was a very clean city. It was a culture shock a little bit. I saw two people who were maybe homeless. One guy could have just been taking a nap because he looked like he was wearing nice clothes, but he was just like literally asleep on the street. So I was like, is that guy homeless? I'm not sure. And then this motherfucker shows up and I was like, oh, okay, good. They do got him. Cause
that
guy's fucking scary.
That was scary.
But obviously there is a ton of extra footage from filming out on, you know, out on the street and all that kind of stuff. There will definitely be a behind the scenes video. In fact, if you're coming to PAX East, we're probably going to show a little bonus video there.
I can't wait.
So be sure to, if you're a fan of Platinum at all, I think you're going to want to come to that panel. If I can't sell you on a Mega 64 panel otherwise, then at least go if you like Platinum games. But yeah, there's going to be behind the scenes. But anyway, yeah, filming out and about, the idea of doing that in another country is scary, but Japan's awesome. So,
yeah.
So once we started, it was like, this place rules, you know? Yeah. It's like, no one, it was more just, again, it was more just what an oddity this is versus.
No, I'm saying people were happy. Everyone was happy to see us.
Yeah. Anything we did, people were confused for a second. Maybe you'd get some funny footage. And then as soon as you cut, everyone wants the picture. Everyone is stoked.
There was cool. One part on that bridge. We're going around, Kamiya, Kamiya. One Japanese girl spoke perfect English and started fucking with her friend. She's like, oh, Kamiya's right here. This is Kamiya. Here's Kamiya. Like pointing to her friend.
Really?
Like, are you Kamiya? No, no, no. Yeah, no, we got Kamiya. Oh, Kamiya. Oh, you're looking for Kamiya over here.
That's the practical joker.
She was cool. I don't think we got her on camera, but she was cool.
I think there is some. Well, maybe in the behind the scenes.
That was the hardest thing because usually we go out in public with two cameras.
She was probably like 16 or 17 years old. She was like clearly a teenager fucking with her friends.
You only had the one.
We only had the one, so it was me doing my best trying. Like, I did miss things. Like, there was moments like, I missed it. But it was just, you know. One person.
You guys sold me on visiting Osaka.
Yeah, Osaka's dope.
Was that the first time you'd been to that city?
Yeah, I mean, I'd never been outside of Tokyo.
Yeah,
I've been to like I've been to like Chiba and like things in the fringe of that, but I've never been to like Osaka or Kyoto or anything like
that. Osaka was cool.
Osaka was amazing. It was like, cool. It really was, because I always thought Tokyo is where the stuff I like is. Why go anywhere else? I couldn't have been more proven wrong. Osaka was really, really nice.
Osaka over Tokyo. I said it.
You haven't been to Tokyo.
I'm going to bounce around.
I'm Osaka crew.
In some aspects, I might have to agree. Yeah. But but then we got to go to, there was the stuff out in public, but then we got to film in Platinum Games, their studio.
Right.
Which, for me, again, they're like one of my top favorite developers of all time. So to be there was like, again, a few days before, didn't know we'd be there.
Right.
It really was a whirlwind. When we got into our hotel room in Japan, it really was like, what the fuck happened? It felt like an episode of Lost or something where it's like I fell asleep on the submarine and I woke up on the island. Like, it just felt like, what happened?
Yeah, that
And it doubly hit when we went to the Platinum Studio. When we're in that hallway seeing the Platinum Games logo and their cool entrance that they have. Oh, that held all the figures and the cases and all that stuff. Which, by the way, the figure collection in Platinum Studio. I thought I had a good collection. I saw the best. Any like SH figure art Star Wars that had come out, they had it. Even if it came out the day before, they got it on the shelf. Oh, you see, sometimes I get made fun of for having a little few too many figures in my studio, but then you go and see, you see the greats. Mm. And what do they have?
Is that
exactly
like in Kamiya's office or is that like in the reception area?
That was like the lobby area.
They would have Star Wars figure arts.
Well, in the lobby, it was like Bayonetta and stuff like that. Yeah. But then when you went into the main studio where they were like making games, it was all the figure arts, all around the room. They had like stuff from Avengers figure arts. They had.
So it's not like an individual employee putting it on their desk. They decorate the
around,
office.
Yeah, there was all kinds of like,
wow.
Yeah, stuff from American movies.
That's
mostly.
It was really cool. And it also, like, we're filming there and they give us free reign. Where they're like, going and out, here's the card. Like, it's like, we're just like going, like, all these places that no one gets to go. We're just like walking around like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, how did we get here?
Platinum Games.
It was cool.
It was crazy. And
filming with him was super cool. There was a moment we were in a board meeting and it was like high ups of Platinum, us and translators. And we were like trying to like just, you know, go through the video. But it was like, we were like in this crazy fucking office, and it's like, this is so rad that we're doing this.
It was
so lucky.
Yeah, it was insane. But again, like being in the room where they're making games, like this is where it all starts here, is like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I don't know, just as a fan, I was having a fanboy moment.
I would fanboy out with Kamiya personally being in the room. Like, he was wearing his orange glasses in your video and everything. Yeah. I was just like, fuck, I wish I was there so bad.
And he had cool boots on, too.
He did? He is fucking cool.
He has jingly boots.
No, he is the coolest. I say he's second to Hideo as in cool factors go.
Yeah.
It's Hideo Kojima, and then right under him, Hideki Kamiya.
We filmed at his real desk.
Really?
Because we were like, can we film, you know, we have one last scene in the video with you. Can we film at your desk?
And he
warned us. He said
him.
Something in Japan. He looked like he was kind of like concerned about something. And then the translator was like, he's worried just his desk is just so many boxes of figures and model kits and toys and old games. Will this work? And it was like, yeah, it'll work great. Yeah. And so we filmed there. Yeah. And sure enough, his desk was just like.
That is his desk.
I noticed he has like a kickstarted Resident Evil 2 board game on his little wall. Yeah. And like all this other shit like from old games. It was cool.
I have. I feel personally honored that all these people I've looked up to and really admired in the game industry that I've got to like for a second sit at all their desks.
Yeah.
Like we've set up shit at like Reggie's desk and like his desk and all that stuff. Actually, we've never been to Kojima Production, so I can't say we've been
Roppongi.
To Hideo's desk, but
let's hit it up.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome and they were so cool and great sports.
So now two worlds collide. Mm-hmm. Because months later, you may have seen this in our video. We filmed with Hideo Kojima, a little behind-the-scenes video for Death Stranding. And I didn't name-drop Platinum specifically, but I was like, you know, just so you know, we were in Japan recently filming with some video game companies. And I was like, we went to Osaka Castle, filmed that in public, and I felt like I could see the gears turning.
Yeah.
And he was like, said something to the translator. She's like, we got to have you come film with us sometime.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's right.
Shit. Yeah.
That's what you do with these Japanese developers. I found you got to play them against each other. there's like a competition there. So you say, you know, we did this thing for this developer and they go, oh, okay. How are we going to top that then? Yeah.
True.
That's totally what happened when we were filming with Sakaguchi.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, kind of doing it. All right, well, what do you want to do next? And then when someone mentioned Kutaragi and he was like, wait, Kutaragi did a video? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he sat and watched it and went, oh, we got to turn this off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
We manipulate him.
There is a moment, something that happened. I don't know if you want to talk about it here, Rocco. I'll give you the opportunity.
Carte Blanche.
Hooker. What was that
story? Oh, that's so planned. What happened?
Rocco.
Yeah, whatever.
It was a Tenga thing. Never mind. We're filming with Kamiya, the first part in Platinum.
Uh-huh.
And right before
that's what I was talking about. All right, I'll take over the story here. Sean, hold on. Can I do something? And he comes over to Rocco. It's like the three of us. He comes up. He's like, Rocco, just so you know, in certain lighting, we can see your penis completely. Like, just see it. And then Sean, all right, so I just want to let you know. And then he turns around and walks back to the camera. Like, okay, you ready?
I was just like, wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with Rocco and be like, I would not have told you that if I was Sean.
But
I don't know how that's supposed to improve your performance.
Here's the thing. He wanted to tell me, like, just be careful if you get too close to the light, which is good. Good to know.
That's what he said,
but the way that he did it was just... All right, we're about to record. Yeah, everything's rolling. Yeah, just so you know. Okay, so when the light's on, everyone can see everything, literally everything through your suit. All right, ready? Dude. Are we ready to record?
And it was like, Sean said that to you, walked back to the camera, and he hit play. And he hit record. He's like, all right, we're ready for the next take. And you were just like,
What?
No.
See everything.
We're not ready for the next take.
See your sausage. We can you? See your berries.
Do I need to change? Or
he was like, can you come back over here? What are you talking about?
What do you mean we're ready for the next?
What can you see?
Yeah. What you just told me tells me we're not ready for the next take.
Yeah.
It was all.
If Rocco stood in a certain too close to light, the whole morph suit became see through, completely see through, and so I wanted to tell him like, hey. Don't get too close to that light. You will not be happy when you come back to America and edit this video. I'm trying to do a favor. I'm trying to help you out here. Worst timing. I understand this. Like, in front of everyone, too, and be like, hey, just so you know.
When I know I'm going to wear a morph suit, I like double up on underwear and like make it so I like take care of everything.
Yeah, well, we didn't.
Tape stuff down, you know.
I was just trying to look out for him, and I did it probably in the worst way possible. But my intentions were good.
It was just too quick before hitting the button. Yeah. I'm like, what?
When you're on set, your talent, your actor, they have to be in the right mindset. You don't want to throw them off their game.
Sure.
And I think the worst thing you can say to somebody to throw them off their game before the next take is, in certain lights, we can see your cock. Action!
And it was that quick. It was like the actor's nightmare. It was like, you're naked on stage, and... Yeah.
Did you have like tiny whiteys on underneath the morph suit, or
I don't know what he had?
I had some kind of briefs or something,
and it would just outline perfectly.
It was just
but I will say,
what do you see? Sean?
I will say,
I saw a lot.
Oh my god!
But I will say, looking through that footage, I didn't really see anything in the
Me
studio.
Neither.
Maybe because of Sean's warning. Maybe he's crazy. Who knows? Whatever. But I will say that it wasn't until my last like kind of run through of the video before we released it. Man, there is one shot that I had to do some computer tweakery.
Mm. Oh wait, are you
when we were running to the building where we notice it, I had to like color adjust that because I did not that you could.
Nah,
there paranoia. there was some
jiggling.
There was some bouncing shit that video.
I'm telling
video.
You,
some motion.
There was it only right before I said it. It was fine sacked. Until you stepped right there. I was like, oh fuck, Rocco! You can see everything in front of all these like super huge developers. I got to tell him.
Yeah.
Well, you know they all saw it too. Then if it was so obvious.
Yeah, but they're all so polite. They're not gonna say anything.
I know. It's all like your the best polite friend thing would to be to not say anything.
Well, no.
No, I appreciate that he said something.
No, but I should have done it better.
But it was just done in such a.
It could have been delivered differently.
Yeah.
Well, I could have been like, hey, don't stand too close to the light. And you would have been like,
excellent
why?
Execution maybe could be.
Well, that sounds like me to the T, actually. That adds up.
It was on brand.
But yeah. Yeah, there was like dead or alive level dick bounce in that one shot. So
wow.
I did adjust the.
Yep.
I crunched some.
Y'all remember the character in Dead or Alive with the huge dick bounce?
Turn the jiggle physics
down.
I'm
just saying, I broke the glass. Like I broke the glass ceiling. Men now have it too. Or, nice. Yeah, whatever.
Wow. I don't know.
I'm just letting everybody know. This is reality. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm just saying.
It just reminds me of that NFL player running the combine about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he was running the combine.
Oh, yeah.
And his dick and balls like flopped out of his athletic shorts because they were so
but that's like
massive.
And that is the thing where you run fast and then that they pick you for teams for the NFL. So he didn't stop. They knew they were out and he just kept going.
And the fucking TV crew didn't stop and they re-showed it in slow motion immediately after.
Yeah, they did.
He plays for who just won the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs now. But 2 years ago is before he got drafted.
Big Chief.
I'm surprised you know all this. This is weird. What you're
I
doing.
Watched that gif over. I was in awe. My jaw hit the floor. And I drooled.
Mm-hmm. You should have worn the Bayonetta suit to the airport because if that flight attendant could have seen what Sean saw.
Oh, your voice is.
Your voice very sexy.
So sexy.
Oh, your penis like, very big.
Yes. I can see
I would have been,
stand
I
in
been
this
like,
light.
Oh, I forgot my bag over there.
Whoa.
Whoa! Whoa!
I just saw it.
No, you didn't.
I saw something.
I saw
I got a
dead or alive level jiggle.
I got a phone in my pocket.
I saw something flopping.
I can see it on the table.
Let's wrap it up. But we've had the dick talk now.
Okay.
We can go in the app.
We've had the dick talk, just as all people have to sometimes.
Have
at some
dick
point
talk.
We've had it.
Yeah.
Thanks for.
Well, thank you for watching us this week. We had a great time being here. And we're going to be at PAX East next week. So please come out and see us.
Yeah, this coming week, we're doing PAX East. We'll be there all weekend long at our booth. And then again, Saturday, February 29th at 9 p.m., that's our panel. You are going to want to go. We're going to show all kinds of unseen stuff, crazy stuff, secret stuff.
I think they gave us Sony's
slick
booth.
Stuff.
So I think our booth is going to be huge.
Actually, I did want to comment on that.
Sony.
Oh.
I do want to comment. There was a lot of talk. Sony did back out of PAX East.
Yep.
I think Square has partially, like, I think the Japanese team is not attending now because of coronavirus scares. And I do want to address that with our booth because it will impact our booth.
Sure.
We are all in. We're going to have all viruses at our booth.
So come see us.
Shake our hands.
I'm personally gonna try to catch them all, Pokemon style.
Mm. We are
Rocco's
not
gonna be our virus receiver.
No hand sanitizer.
So just go if you want a handshake or cough on somebody, just go straight to him.
Yeah,
I was
regret
thinking
that bit
about
a few days.
the them backing out. I know we're long, so
yeah, whatever.
Don't get mad, Rocco. We'll
wrap
up soon.
I'll hold my rage.
What's
Rocco,
happening?
Calm down. I know. My thought changed for a second. I thought, you know, this sounds like what if they backed out because they're not sure if they're sick and they don't want to give it to us?
I think
like
I could see that
because they're you know in Japan they wear the masks not because they don't want to get sick, it's because they are sick and they don't want to give it to you.
True.
And this could be the same thing, whether it being like, hey, we don't know if we have it or not, and we don't want to give it to you guys, so we're just going to chill out and not come. You guys have fun. What if it's that?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I might go get one of those masks in solidarity. I'm going to go buy one of those boots.
You know what?
I'm going to buy a mask.
I'm not against it. I might.
Come see us. We'll have masks on. It'll be fun.
It's gonna be
It'll
cool.
be fun. We'll have masks on, but we're still going to give wet handshakes.
Oh, yeah.
Classic
sweat. I'm going to go in there full hazmat mask, rubber gloves, goggles.
I'm going to have a
hazmat
big,
tape.
Big bag of popcorn.
We're going to sell masks at the booth.
I'm going to be eating a king-size bag of gummy bears. I'm just going to be putting my own hand in, eating them, offering them to you, anyone else who comes by the booth.
I guarantee you, not anyone watching this, but there's going to be just random people that come up to the booth. Someone is going to present a gross food situation. I do want to like be cautious this
sure.
week. You know, just there's a lot of people.
Hey,
and
get
you
some
really,
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, get some hand sanitizer. Sure. Just keep it whatever. You know, someone is going to come to the booth with like that happens like every time. Well, like, hey, who wants these wet Skittles I've had in my pocket? And it's like,
bear,
no.
The gummy bears thing's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
That dude with
I forgot that happened.
Hey, you guys want some gummy bears?
Yeah. So, Hugmaster no. in the chat said exactly what I was about to say next. Would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel? Yeah. They're a little melty, but damn are they exquisite. Anyway, that's all, guys.
So we'll see you in Boston.
Sean, end with the entire scene from Mallrats.
Okay.
Well, no. That's copyright claim.
Fuck.
Recreate the whole scene
yeah.
from Mallrats
yeah.
with the chocolate covered pretzel. Like, reshoot it yourself.
Oh,
so that we don't
fun.
Get a copyright.
This is going to be great. Okay. Yeah. Can't wait. Cut to that. And good night.